This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support.
The censorship attack on natural news, which has seen natural news deplatformed now from, well, I think everybody, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google, everywhere else that you can imagine. What it's really about is setting the precedent for the next wave that's going to target all natural health, nutrition, and clean living information. It's almost incredible. It's almost hard to believe this. But what's coming is the complete blacklisting of individuals, organizations, and websites that talk about the dangers of chemicals. So if you talk about chemicals in the water supply, you're going to be censored and deplatformed. Really, this is what's coming. If you talk about organic food being important, or the dangers of GMOs, the dangers of pesticides or herbicides, you will be blacklisted, deplatformed. You'll be called fake news, even as you're talking about mainstream science, the science of molecules that are in the food, you know, like I do in my science lab. We look at molecules in the food. What kind of molecules are in there? Well, some are nutritive, some are toxic, pesticides, herbicides, weed killer chemicals, things like that. But you won't be able to talk about that. They're going to attack everybody who says that there are any kind of problematic molecules in vaccines or pharmaceuticals or food crops. That's what's coming. So if you thought that the censorship was only limited to political information or conspiracy theory information, or I don't know, whatever else you can think of that's out there, no. The censorship is much more. It's about controlling the narrative on everything, especially as the corporations are working so hard to poison all the people of our planet, so they can make money off their diseases. Big pharma is a big money-making racket. And combined with the junk food industry that sells toxic, cancer-causing foods, the two of them have an incredible profit model based on toxic molecules and toxic chemicals like chemotherapy, which means chemical therapy. That's actually sort of what the word means. But you won't be able to talk about that. You'll be censored. What you're watching is society's collapsing in every way. The rule of law has collapsed. Journalism has collapsed. Civility in society has collapsed. And science and medicine have become so corrupted that you can no longer legitimately call them science or medicine. So you could say that much of science and medicine has collapsed, and it's been replaced with obedience cults where you're required to believe in climate change, or you're required to believe that all vaccines are safe even when the ingredients that are in them are dangerous. It's incredible. But this is where we are now in our world. And as you know, I've been warning about this for quite some time. We saw this coming. We saw the acceleration happening. We saw people turning against humanity. The rise of the radical left-wing cultural Marxists who early on decided that they hated America and they hated liberty and they hated homeschooling and they hated Christians and they hated God. And they wanted to make sure that every child was injected with toxic vaccines, whatever vaccine they demanded. Every child had to be injected. Every child had to be indoctrinated in the public schools with LGBT, brainwashing. Every child, according to the left, has to be turned into a transgender or a gay person or exposed to all that at a very young age. 10 years old now in California public schools, they're being taught anal sex and sodomy and sex toys. 10 years old. And this is what the left pushes. And then anybody who goes public and says, wait a minute, that's not healthy. Or anybody who says, wait, maybe we shouldn't have arsenic in the water. Maybe we shouldn't be eating glyphosate weed killer. If you say any of these things, maybe chemotherapy shouldn't be so toxic to healthy cells, then you are attacked and smeared, labeled fake news, deplatformed, economically sabotaged, all that. That's what's happening. But it's not stopping with natural news. This is what you need to understand. It's coming to everybody. If you talk about vaccines, you're going to get banned. Unless you just talk about how much you love vaccines, that every child should be injected with 5,000 vaccines, and they're science's gift to mankind. Then yeah, you might be allowed to talk about vaccines. But if you have anything critical to say, like, oh, there are too many vaccines, or they're being given to children too early, the ingredients aren't clean, why do we have mercury preservatives still being used in some flu shots? Things like that, or links to autism, oh man, then you're going to get banned. Can't talk about links to autism, even though vaccines cause autism, of course. Ask any parent of an autistic child, and most of them will tell you, yep, the child became autistic right after the vaccine. But you're not supposed to talk about that. So we have a scientific dictatorship. We have an authoritarian content regime that controls everything you're allowed to read or say or view or post. And the upshot of all this is that it's the perfect storm for the medical system to abuse that monopolistic power and just start putting out toxic drugs, poorly tested, toxic vaccines, contaminated, low quality control standards, not completely deactivated even, live viruses in the vaccines. They can put all that out. They can actually cause pandemics. They can spread the measles. They can spread the mumps. They can spread chickenpox or Ebola for that matter. And then they can say, well, everybody needs to get vaccinated. And if you dare pop up your head and say, wait a second, how come it's the people who got vaccinated that are actually carrying the disease now? They'll say, oh, you're not allowed to say that. You're banned. Bye. Boom. Shut off. You see how easily that whole system can be abused by the dishonest pharmaceutical giants and the left-wing techno-fascists, which is why I've called for them to be shut down. It's time. If we're going to save humanity from techno-fascism, we've got to declare war on the tech giants as a nation and take them down, or at least force them to stop their censorship. I mean, freedom of speech was supposed to stand for the freedom to speak, even if the things you say are not endorsed by the popular views or the popular establishment. Freedom of speech is specifically about dissenting speech. That's the speech that needs to be protected the most. Otherwise, you don't have freedom of speech. If you're only free to speak in terms that are allowed, that's not freedom to speak, is it? So keep your eyes open, because big bans are coming for people who talk about anti-cancer foods, vaccines, water filters, clean living, avoiding herbicides, avoiding GMOs, all these things. Keep watching what happens, because the authoritarian techno-fascists are on full-on just turbo mode, trying to block every independent voice they can. And that's why you need to go directly to the websites that you like to visit. So you like natural news, just go to naturalnews.com. Don't rely on Facebook to spoon feed you whatever Facebook thinks that they want you to be allowed to see, that's what Facebook has been doing for years. They just control it. But anyway, keep reading my website, naturalnews.com. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. I appreciate your support. And there's much more yet to come. Despite the censorship, we are here and we're rocking. So thanks for your support. Take care. If you want to make it through these trying times, you're going to need full cognitive function. You're going to need your mental faculties. And there's no better way to achieve that than to turn to good nutrition, brain-supporting nutrition. That's what we offer at the Health Ranger Store.
We do more testing than any retailer in the world to make sure that you have the cleanest food in the world, because I believe that that's how we change the world. We change the world through clean food. We help people live better, think better, and we get better results in the world. It all starts with food and nutrition. Check it out. We have over 700 products now at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.